Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Power Word Nurse, and it does come with an update as well, titled Female 26 Married for Under 6 Months to Male 25. How do I tell my in-laws I'm not okay with them moving in just yet? Let me elaborate. My life has been a little busy this year. I graduated nursing school, studied for and passed my boards, got my first registered nursing job, got married, and most recently bought a house 6 weeks ago. It's common knowledge among family and friends that we haven't taken our honeymoon yet because of new jobs and expenses. My husband and I are from the same hometown, but our new home is 3 hours away. I considered this distance to be a nice buffer so neither of our parents could meddle and husband and I could really learn to be codependent in our first year or so. Husband's parents have been saying for about a year now that they want to move nearer to wherever husband lives. So I figured that meant down the road, at least 6 months to a year or more. Where it gets complicated is I work evenings as well as every other weekend, and meeting with my husband and family is often meticulously scheduled. All summer, my in-laws have been talking to husband about staying with us while they transition into new jobs and a new house closer to us. I stated my concerns about being an everybody loves Raymond family, and my husband assured me that wouldn't happen. I agreed they could stay with us later, and I clearly remember saying, at least 6 months from now. Instead, my usually considerate husband gives them the okay to stay with us indefinitely, or until they have a place to live. I am not okay with this. I only spent 1 weekend alone in my house so far, without having to work or without his parents coming over to plan their future. I swear, I used to kind of like these people, but I feel that asking all of this so soon in our marriage and home ownership is unreasonable, especially considering they only ask one half of the owners. Needless to say, this arrangement has driven a wedge between husband and me. It's my birthday and I'm sleeping on the couch, because my husband has this attitude that what's done is done, we can't change it now, and voicing your opinion will only hurt their feelings. I don't want to ruin my relationship with my in-laws right off the bat by telling them how I really feel. But from my perspective, they didn't seem to care a whole lot about their decision would affect my feelings. It doesn't help matters that I have a doormat and somewhat passive-aggressive personality. I'm awkward and don't know how to make demands nicely. For instance, I want them out by Thanksgiving, but start sweating at the thought of breaking the news to them. And how can I tell my in-laws they can't criticize me in my home? The food I cook is too spicy. I'm bad about turning lights off. They are not paying us a dime. I should like dogs more than cats. I should get on this baby-making business. I'm new to this marriage thing, but how can I make my voice heard without pissing off everyone around me? How can I make my husband put my happiness above his parents? I wish I didn't resent him so much for this, but I can't stop being angry because I'm inconvenienced by this daily. A few more details. My husband and I dated long distance for 5 years before getting married. Most days we love being around each other. My husband is usually so considerate and he feels terrible about making this decision without me. We have talked it through and we have a plan for discussing future life-changing decisions that are brought to one or both of us. What I can't seem to figure out is how to communicate honestly with his parents. I want them to like me. I have an emotionally abusive history with my dad and the thought of sharing my controversial opinion with my husband's parents terrifies me. I need advice and if necessary, a pep talk. This is the third time since we've been married that my husband's parents made a decision with my husband and without me that I was not in favor of. It's true, women have a memory like a solid state hard drive. And there were some relevant comments on this one. So one commenter suggested that he's going to get sick of their pushiness about some issues himself, to which Opie replied saying he actually did reach a point tonight where he had to lay out some expectations that his parents didn't want to hear but had to accept. You hit the nail on the head. Another commenter suggested that Opie needs to get her husband on board with a timeline to get them out, so that at least everybody understands how much time they're dealing with for the situation. And then asks, was there possible cultural issues at play? Opie replies saying, thanks for the insight. It turns out that my husband had to talk with his parents tonight and that I was waiting for while I was at work. I think you were wise in suggesting that I weigh the pros and cons of confronting them. My husband was able to give his parents an agreeable move-out date to aim for and explain how the situation is unfair to me. I never want to kick them to the curb because I really do care about these people. They'll stay as long as they have to, but I can at least rest assured that my husband will let them know when they've overstayed their welcome. All I really wanted was for him to have my back, and now having that, I don't want to cause more hurt feelings than what's necessary. I just want to enjoy the house I've worked my ass off for. Oh, and as far as our culture goes, we're about as Anglo-Saxon as they come, which in our families seems to equate with confusing misinterpretations and inconsistent social expectations. And as I said, we do have an update to this one as well. And I'm going to go into the ins and outs of what you should do in this situation, because I'm sure we're going to hear it in the update. But yeah, I would find that incredibly frustrating as say if my hypothetical partner invited their parents into the house without discussion and they might be staying with us indefinitely. I'd be pissed off instantly then. I don't think I'd be able to live with it until I knew what the hell was going on. Not just so, you know, parents are living with us indefinitely, that's it, you have to get over it kind of thing. What's done is done. No, that's not done. Not in the slightest. But regardless, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next, which came 2 years later. I cannot believe I went so long without giving an update. So sorry everyone, or at least all 30 of you that voted on my post. It's been over 2 years. I'm now 28 and we've been married for 2 years and 9 months. Just to forewarn you, this is a happy update. If you come looking for delicious drama, I'm sorry to disappoint. When I wrote this post, I was disappointed, rightfully as many pointed out, with husband for his poor communication between his parents and myself. If you read the original, you'll remember his mum was living with us for a few months to ease the financial burden of their quitting their jobs and just following us across the state because, you know, grandbabies, right? Wrong. 2 years later, and we still didn't have kids. I personally feel this is the sweetest revenge. We tell them they have 2 beautiful grandkitties, and that's plenty. We might someday have kids, but I still believe this is our business, and I'm happy to remind them of this when they openly joke about our reproductive choices, although much less frequently now. We all spend a lot more time together, and I'm much more comfortable shutting that conversation down instead of relying on husband to do it. My husband did read my post, and we all laughed about all the call your lawyer slash divorce now comments. In the end, husband was talking to parents one day when his dad said, yeah, if I don't find a job soon and our house sells, I'm going to have to move into the basement with mum and bring the dogs. I was never more proud of my husband when he said it in front of us all. That's just not going to work. We've sacrificed a lot already, and that's just asking too much. In fact, we're hoping to have the house back to ourselves by Thanksgiving. His dad is not usually great with his wording and often offends people accidentally, so I expected some rude comment, but he actually understood and was not resentful in the least. Husband's parents ended up renting a house where they could take their rowdy dogs and we could live in peace. Money was tight for them during this transition, but that's what happens when you move, folks. They never offered us money when they moved into our basement, within a month of us closing on our house. They didn't seem to give pause when it was our situation. But I think their eyes were open when they bought their first home in over 30 years. They ended up buying a house about 40 minutes north of us. I was worried about them stopping over too often, but we were placed in a fortunate slash unfortunate situation. Husband didn't think this topic merited discussion, but I did. That all changed when we were having some pretty great sex one Saturday afternoon and his parents knocked on our door. We were going to finish quickly and then get the door, but the doorknob was rattling and the door knocking grew louder. It was the in-laws and they were concerned because why would we not answer our door when the car was in the driveway? Did you not want grandbabies? Because this is how you not get grandbabies. One of the first things out of husband's mouth was, We really need you to call before you guys stop out. Never been an issue again. We still own our house and are constantly making improvements to it. Husband and I are both happily employed and love our careers, though they still keep us busy. We did have the house to ourselves, but after a year we wanted to make more progress on our student loan, so we drew up a contract and began renting our basement to a friend for 13 months now. Life's pretty great. In other news, we all took a family vacation last month, a 7-night cruise with my parents and his. It was great because we had just enough time alone to make it fun and relaxing, and plenty of time to make the parents all happy, and we all had a great time. I'm so glad things are looking up and we're all learning how to respect each other more all the time. And a commenter asked if they ever found jobs, to which OP said yes, and they're both much happier here than with their previous jobs, and the pay is better. And I gotta say, I do love a positive update. It's nice once in a while, right? We don't see them very often, but when they do come around, it's like absolutely lovely. And especially when all the adults in the room are talking and not arguing about it. I was expecting when OP spoke to them about it, or OP's husband spoke to them about it, it was all going to explode. I thought it was all going to kick off. But, you know, from the very start of the update, OP said, you know, it was all wonderful. But I thought it might be like wonderful from the perspective that husband was backing OP up, but the parents still kicked off. But I'm glad it didn't happen that way in the end. What do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And our next story comes from Baby Wedding Throwaway, who says, am I the asshole for bringing my baby to a child-free wedding? Oh, dearie me. Here we go. My cousin lives a 6-hour drive from me and the rest of our family. A few months ago, we all drove over there for his wedding. Due to limited space, no children were invited to the wedding except the bride's young nieces and nephews. My baby was 10 months old at the time, and I wasn't comfortable leaving him alone in an unfamiliar place with a stranger, which was a babysitter that my other cousins hired for their own kids. So I decided to bring him to the wedding. I wrote on the RSVP that I was bringing him, but he would be sitting on my lap and I would bring my own food for him. My cousin didn't say anything, so I assumed that he was okay with it. My baby cried at the ceremony, but I quickly took him out of the room. At the reception, I had him with me the whole time in a body carrier. He didn't make much of a fuss, and I thought everything was okay. After the wedding, my aunt, groom's mum, confronted me and told me that I was rude for bringing my baby without permission. I explained that I wrote on the RSVP what I was planning to do, but my cousin didn't object. She said that my cousin and his bride had a problem with it, but the bride didn't want to start any drama because she doesn't know me well. My other cousin's baby was 7 months old at the time, and my aunt said that he had no problem leaving his baby with a certified babysitter, and I should have done the same. And some of my cousins were upset because they thought that the groom gave me special treatment by letting me bring my baby and making them leave their kids with a babysitter. I didn't mean to start any drama. Am I the asshole? Look, I understand you may not want to leave your baby with a stranger at 10 months old. Absolutely, I understand that. The attachment there. But they're also allowed to have a child-free wedding with their own rules as such. And you can't just go, I got the RSVP, I'm just going to add another person on there. And then take them along. And, you know, the baby did, whether you say it or not, did disrupt the ceremony by crying. And of course, it did cause drama with the other family members. And I never get why people never think of that sort of thing. Maybe I overthink these situations, but that would be like one of my first thoughts. It's like if I was going to randomly not do what they said and take the baby along, I think, oh, hold up a sec. There's other people that are using this babysitter. So what are they going to think in that situation if I take my baby? Surely it's going to look bad for the bride and groom and start some drama, which it did. And of course, you didn't mean to start any drama. I don't think, well, I know some people want to start drama, but the majority of us don't like starting drama. But you clearly did not think about the repercussions of your actions here. But Brainy Bay says, you're the arsehole. Your baby literally did the thing the bride and groom wanted to avoid. Disrupt the ceremony. You had plenty of time to find a babysitter or other family member to watch your kid while you went to the wedding, but decided that you were just above the rules. Agreeable Owl says, people like you get on my nerves. Child free means child free. You do not get to change the rules of someone's wedding because you didn't want a babysitter. It's very entitled. You're the arsehole. Sleight of Hand says, couldn't you just have not attended? Next time stay home and send a gift. You're the arsehole. Tiny Rascal Sora says, you're the arsehole. You can't just write in a plus one, especially a child at a child free wedding. Your child was disruptive for the bit before you took him out, which is exactly what the couple didn't want. You disrespected the bride and groom, violated their wishes, and disrupted the ceremony. This was extremely not okay of you. If you can't find a suitable childcare arrangement, stay home. And Shenigan says, you're the arsehole, and quote, don't bring a baby. Then says, okay, I will. Now, what do you guys make of this one? I can't see it any other way than being an arsehole in this situation. I mean, what goes through the person's head? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's crack on with the next story. And our next story comes from Doe Duo, who says, am I the arsehole for telling my fiance she's not the breadwinner if she's not footing the bills in front of our families and friends? My fiance and I moved in together shortly before we got engaged. Before we did, we discussed how we'd split the housework and bills. 50-50, down the middle with some wiggle room for when the other needs help. When we moved, it was into her parents' two-story garage that converted into basically an apartment. They offered a low rent, $700 total, and pitch in for the electric and internet so we could save money for our own place and wedding. My fiance earns more than me, and that's cool. I'm proud of her. Before we moved in together, it always seemed like she was living paycheck to paycheck, and I chalked it up to the apartment she had prior having insane high rent. She stuck to the 50-50 arrangement at first concerning bills, but she missed often, and I had to remind her about it. Post-engagement, she's back to living paycheck to paycheck, either missing or very late, with her part of the rent monthly. The two utilities we pay, groceries, late with her car payment. Her parents have talked to me multiple times about rent, and I've covered her missing portion to get us caught up and then try talking to her. It always turns into her saying we should just move if her parents are going to hound us. I told her we are lucky it's her parents because anywhere else would have kicked our asses out. On top of that, I pay my own bills, do about 65% of the housework, arrange and pay for most of our dates and vacations, gifts for her, pay most towards our pets. I've suggested a financial coach, but what kicks me is whenever we're around others. She boasts about being the breadwinner since she earns more, goes on about the stresses of being the main source of income, all the hours she has to work to pay all our bills. I was letting it slide until a few days ago, we were at a get-together. She and her sister started up again about her being the breadwinner. Her sister said something to the effect of her ex-boyfriend had a hard time being with someone who earned more. And my fiance went, good thing OP doesn't mind me bringing home the pay. I told her just because she earns more doesn't make her the breadwinner when she blows it all on herself and I'm paying most of the bills. She's embarrassed now and keeps saying I made her look bad and got her in trouble with her parents because they want to see what she spends her money on each month. But I don't think I did anything wrong. Am I the arsehole? Nah, and I would be incredibly frustrated hearing that as well, you know, that she works all the hours to pay all our bills and keep bragging to everyone about being the breadwinner, you know, when you're doing the majority of it. That would be incredibly frustrating. And it sounds like you've had to remind her about this multiple times as well, you know, so she's not oblivious of the situation. She knows what's going on. And you were totally right. If you were in another apartment, you'd have had your asses kicked out if you weren't paying multiple times like that. And what she's currently doing now is causing resentment because you're having to pay for everything and she just seems careless about it. And it's like, do you want to tie yourself to someone who's financially irresponsible? Obviously, I'm not saying break up, but if she's not going to help herself, what's the future going to hold? But Fuji says, not the arsehole, that you're focusing on the wrong problem. Forget perception. You need to sort out her financial irresponsibility before you marry, or things aren't going to get better. OP said, I put the brakes on any more wedding planning until she either sees a financial coach or a therapist to figure out what's up with her way of doing things. Slater-Con says, not the arsehole, but why are you walking into this with your arms wide open? Like, that's a huge red flag. Do you want financial issues all your life because she can't get herself together? That's the real issue here. Run while you can. Paul's running coach says, not the arsehole, but the real issue is the fact that you guys need to come to some sort of reality before you marry. Otherwise, you're looking at your future. OP says, yeah, I'm sorry I embarrassed her, but not that her parents are coming down on her about her spending. I'm anti-wedding planning at the moment until/unless she figures out what is up with her financial priorities and gets them sorted. Callie the Blaze says, not the arsehole. What makes a breadwinner is being the primary financial support pillar for the household. She's not doing it, but she wants people to regard her as doing it. Honestly, I'm a little weirded out by her bragging about it. My mum was the breadwinner all my life. My dad's salary was the typical about one third of hers, and he was in much less stable industry until I was in college. So he had underemployment and unemployment sometimes. And they really didn't say much about it ever, because they regarded all of their combined income as something that belonged to them together. Opie replied one more time saying, kind of in the same boat. My parents fluctuated between who the breadwinner was at any given year between their jobs and splitting taking care of us. They never did this whole flex bit to others or each other. With her, it didn't really start until we moved in together. Now, how would you feel in this situation? And would you say this is breakup worthy, as one of the commenters pointed out there? Would you run away from this situation? Or do you think it can be fixed? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below as always. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me, and it changes things on the daily. So thank you for spending that time with me today. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, 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 you just don't care. You just don't, still.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.